Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I had an interesting and different Christmas, but it's been very good. How about you?
Oh, I had a lovely Christmas. It was very quaint and nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, the family I was born with is in Massachusetts, and the family I created is out in Florida, so I spent a lot of this alone, but I have great friends here, by the way, and that's okay too, but it was just a bit different, but it was very good. Everybody has been texting me and sending me little pictures and stuff, so that's nice. Anyway, it's the way it is anymore. We're doing so many things virtual, are we not?
Yeah. There are many more things that aren't being done in person right now. And so, here again, it's that heartwarming heart, you know, and again, I have to say that, it isn't about the crowd. It's about the people. It's about who your quality is with. And showing that caring and loving, even though physically we can't be with somebody else, is just such a good thing. It warms your heart, like you said. These are whichever modality, and luckily we do have the technology to do it nowadays. Whichever modality, reaching out and making that extra effort is such a beautiful thing.
It is. It is indeed. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. So we have some interesting things going on in the heavens tonight, and then the new moon's coming up. So before our next show, so I figured I would talk a little bit about that too. But tonight I kind of like it. The chart, it's interesting because Mercury and Venus and Pluto are all kind of kissing each other in Capricorn, and there's really no major angles for them. I mean, there's an angle with the part of fortune, but, you know, we don't always use that because that varies with the time zone. But to me, it's interesting. There is, again, a sweet sextile between Mercury and Neptune tonight, which I like. But
yes, absolutely.
It's a little bit weird of a chart. I mean, I'm like, really? Did this just happen?
But well, here again, this chart just screams to me of you can dream, you can believe, you can do anything. And again, it is a solitude chart with Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Pluto all in Capricorn. Capricorn stands alone a lot. You know, it's a mountain goat. So it makes its trek a lot on its own, and it really gets to understand and feel comfortable with itself. And with that Neptune, sweet little Neptune trine that it has, I really think it really creates a foundation for belief. Like there are new foundations, new situations, and I think it solidifies people to themselves to where they can really honor their own self and their own truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing I also like about this particular chart is that, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of a preclude to the new moon coming on January 2nd because we've got, again, another lineup with all the Capricorn planets. And in that chart, and at least on the eastern seaboard, they're all into that ninth house of metaphysics, God watching over you, time-honored spirituality. So I thought, well, I like that, you know.
Right.
And trines to Uranus, which is still retrograde. It's interesting with angles tonight with Neptune and then with Uranus then, it's all also, I think, about honoring the nobility of perhaps our ancestors or our own personal experiences spiritually is what I kind of saw in that.
And it is. It is about that. There's great epiphanies right now within really honoring the beauty of the past. Okay. And I think people really need to look at that at this point in time and see really what they've learned from it, because it isn't square to Saturn. And it is all about that experiencing and looking at the joy of it and the amazing thing of how, you know, it unfolded and everything went in the direction it did, but also learning and growing from what you've experienced in that. So I happen to like that.
Exactly. Exactly. We have a lot of people on hold tonight, and I thought maybe we wouldn't because the Patriots game is on tonight, but we've got a lot of people waiting to see what we can illuminate them about, Jacqueline, okay?
Okay. How about we get going and do that?
All righty then. It's interesting because I don't know if you can see this on Blog Talk on your computer, but it's different now. When they show up the person that's holding, they have this little hand up, like how you used to put your hand up when you were in, like, you know, grammar school. They have this little hand up now next to my cue. It's like, it's the cutest darn thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
First time I've seen it, okay? All right, let's go with the first one.
Okay, I'm first.
Area code 212, you're on
Hello.
The air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is, how you doing? This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, from New York City, calling in.
Hi.
And, Hi. Shall I give you my birth date and time? Like, I know the time also and the place.
Are you 7-3-1956?
Yeah. Wow.
7:10 p.m.?
Yeah, 7:10 p.m., yeah. That's very good.
We got you on the system.
Okay.
And you were born in Connecticut?
Yeah, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Yeah.
And where do you live now, in New York City?
I'm in New York City, where I grew up and was raised primarily. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
And I just want to know what are the configurations or aspects for me, say, in January, going into February of next year, if that's possible, or I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I think I want to look at you next to the new moon that's coming up. I'll just take a look, and I'll put that in the outer wheel. I'm going to put you in the inner, and I'm going to put the new moon, which is all about new beginnings, coming up on January 2nd, around you, kind of like the universe is hugging you. Okay?
That's nice. I need a hug.
And there you go. There you go. Ooh. Well, you want the good news or the good news first?
I'll just have the good news and then the good news second.
Well, your Neptune's in Libra, okay? And
right.
My Neptune's also in Libra because we're part of the flower people generation. You know that we're hippies, right? Okay. And all the planets that are lining up in Capricorn are in square to that. So I am sure that some of the things that have been going on in the world, the status quo, the corporate thing, all that, is challenging your idealism, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And that's what we're seeing here. But these planetary energies that are moving through there are moving through there rather quickly, okay?
Right.
They're not really sustained, Pluto-sustained, but our whole generation is going through that right now, just so you know that.
Oh, okay.
So it's a mark of the times. It's not necessarily a personal impasse.
Well, it's a collective thing.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing that's going to happen this month is Uranus, the planet of surprises and lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love, and also the aha experience. It's very close to your moon, and it is still retrograde until the 18th of January. And then it starts to go direct.
Yeah.
Now, because it only moves about a degree a month, by spring, it's going to be sitting right on your moon, which is exalted in Taurus. So I have a feeling between now and spring, there's some things that you need to be working on, knowing they might not bear fruit until, I want to say, early March to May. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I'm going to agree, and I'm going to take a little different of a take. She touched on, you know, the Uranus part with the moon And I'm going to touch on a little bit of that, too, as well, because you have a couple things going on. Mars is transiting through your 12th house, and Neptune is just getting ready to break loose from your Mars. And then on top of that, you have that crazy Uranus retrograde right now conjunct your moon. Okay. What that all means is that you, and God bless your heart, but you feel like you're wandering around in circles. Is what you do, okay?
That's how it's been like.
You don't have that direction. It's very frustrating for you. I have to say that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I sympathize with you with that, okay? But it's not your time, and I'm going to say this. It's not your time yet to break out. Aphrodite is so right. Spring is yours. When spring is sprung, you're off and running because, first of all, in a few weeks here, Mars is going to go into your first house. That's going to give you that activity and that action, and it's going to break away from that energy, okay?
Okay.
Neptune will be just over that edge to where it's not agitating your Mars anymore. Okay.
Okay.
And spring comes along, and here's your epiphany. It is about right now the internal journey of you.
Right.
What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? How do you want to plan that? It's all about standing because Saturn is transiting through your second house of your personal values and beliefs, and Jupiter is just getting ready to go into Pisces in that house. So it's creating that. For your benefit, you need to create that dream. And so the frustration of what's going on now, walking around in circles and not knowing what direction to go and all of these things, is to tell you that it's time for you to take a break and really just go, okay, time is not relevant. We just got to get it right. And really look at what is right for you because all of those the Sun, Venus, Mercury most specifically, is all going to start to dance in that second house of your personal values and beliefs. And it is all about giving you that inspiration and really giving you the pieces of the puzzle that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
That sounds great. Yeah, it seems like springtime will spring.
Yes, it will. So do the work now, and it'll pay off then.
Okay. So that means, like, figure out what I want to do, like, figure out where I'm going. Right?
Absolutely. And look at everything, and even things you've abandoned in the past, look at those, too.
Yeah.
See, you're going to go through your Jupiter opposition, okay, right next week. You're going to – actually, you're already there. But you're going through your Jupiter opposition, and you only do that every 12 years. Take a look at your patterns. Take a look at your 12-year patterns and say – where was I 12 years ago? What was I envisioning? Is there part of that I want to bring forward? Or is that something I do need to leave behind and kick through my traces in the spring? I so agree with Jacqueline. Very, very insightful, Jacqueline. Thank you so much. Like I said, it's interesting because we have the same software. We have different teachers. She's one of my best friends ever. Our bottom line is usually pretty much the same. Now, how cool is that, right? You can't make that up.
Thank you both. I appreciate your time.
And keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much. Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, honey. All right, bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Interesting. He was very present with all that. I have to give him credit for that. He was very present.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Happy Boxing Day in Canada, eh? Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey.
After that.
Hey.
I got to tell you, Jacqueline, I've been watching this webcam. It's Teeny Martini Bar. It's on St. Augustine, Florida. So I've been watching that. So looking how Walmart is there. So jealous.
You know, we're in paradise down here right now. That's a couple of the Canadians down here.
That's right.
So
yeah, snowbirds.
A lot of Canadians here in the winter.
Yeah, definitely they are. So, wow. So jealous right now. Anyhow, it's cold up here.
Stay warm, Jay.
Thank you so much.
Warm it up.
Yeah. I just wondered for next year. I have a question regarding just maybe your first 3 months or so, but I just wondered in terms of job security and things like that. Yeah, job security, because it seems like our company is going to go through lots of spurts and things like that. So I just wonder about what about that is. And if there are any planets that got work or anything I have to communicate or watch my communications for that month of January, because there's retrograde coming up, isn't there? That might affect my sign.
Yeah, we both we have both Mercury and Venus retrograding here in January, but they are forming some nice trines to your Venus in Taurus, which is all about manifestation with things that you love to do, and so that's pretty good. Pluto's going to sustain that for a little while longer too, for the most part, but I want to say, because Jupiter is sitting right on your Saturn in Pisces right now, so your higher mind energy and your unconditional love of ritual, okay, and working with, I want to say, the more subtle forces that most people don't even know about, is going to be your saving grace, even if you feel stress on the job. For some reason, as Jacqueline would say, it's all about faith, and you've got plenty of it. What else do you want to tell him, Jacqueline?
Thanks, Aphrodite.
Oh, you like a clear path is what I'm going to start out with, Jay. You know,
yes.
I understand, direct to the point. I hear you on it, okay? But, you know, this is not your transformation and change. This is a corporate transformation and change. And remember it. Don't take it so personally. What you have is your Mars is in trine to your the transiting South Node at this time. Okay, and so again, I say your frustration is in the not knowing, those old issues from not having that physical confirmation and knowing that straight line. This is about you feeling, because it's a trine. So get your intuition, I'm going to say. And I'm going to ask you that question. Do you feel, does your intuitive ability say that this place is going to go under? Because
no, just changes going on. So
okay, because that intuitive ability and that faith and that feeling is what is most important at this point in time. So when I'm boiling it down to, this isn't your monkey and isn't your circus. So do your job, do well, and sing a song along the way. Just because you don't know the path means that you get a look at all the flowers along the way and see the beauty of everything along the way. Think about it that way.
Okay. So just basically you're saying enjoy every moment that you have there. That's what you have.
Find the joy in the moment of the experience is what I'm saying. Find it, even though it may not feel like it, even though the tension's high, find that little joy. We have Mars in Sagittarius right now. Comedy and humor is a great thing, okay? That's what I'm saying. Find the irony in it. Find the fun in it. Find whatever you can in it. But don't get caught up in the tension of it.
Okay.
You have to think outside the box and say, well, all I can do is honor other people and wish them the best and continue. So, like I said, there's a lot of things are going to be quickly changing over the next couple of months. And I think because of that, people are going to naturally feel that inner shift. But I really think this, I so agree with Jack, especially about the Mars and Sag energy, that's going to serve you. Because you are a very universal soul. And because of that, you're going to be able to help others. Even if you listen and give good intention, you don't have to even do much more than that.
I see.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, let me think about this one, boy. So
yeah,
lots of stuff going
on
for 2022.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of changes going on everywhere. But, again, there's a part of you that I feel is so connected, you'll be led in the right direction because you do know how to still yourself. And a lot of people never learn that. You have that. Use it.
Practice stillness, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. If it's like a crazy day at work or whatever, you come home and say to yourself, okay, well, let me get back to my higher self. Let me get back to my connection with the divine. Let me do it my way. You will be totally fine. You'll be totally protected.
Okay.
The invisible has more power than we give it credit for, my friend. And you and I both know that.
That's so true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're so happy to hear from you again so soon. It seemed like it was a long time, and then we heard from you. Now we heard from you again. We are so happy to hear from you again.
You never know, I might call them next week for a New Year's, whatever's happened in New Year's. But anyhow, I got enough insight for next year. So anyhow, blessings to you and all the people who are online too.
Well, thank you so much. You're such a darling. Thank you.
You too. Much
have
love to you.
Year.
All right.
Thanks, Jacqueline. You take care. Enjoy the weather down there. And
Happy New
really
Year.
Cool. Thank you.
You said I will. I'll enjoy
I know you
it.
Will. Okay. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
Sweet night. All right. Bye.
See you next. Bye-bye.
Love it. You got to love it. Such an interesting person. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Did I mess up this cue? No, I didn't. Somebody hung up and then called back. Okay. All right, I'm just going to go with the timelines with the little hand up that I have now. All right. Air code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year's. And I think you have all my information. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
All right. Take a peek and see if I can get you on here.
Okay.
And I know what you're going to ask because she has a lot of Patricias. So what's your birthday?
2/6/73.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
I knew you were going to ask that.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline, because there's just too many Patricias. Trying to reprogram all this stuff is just way too ambitious for me. Oh, my goodness.
So what would you like to
question. The next couple of months into the new year, anything significant that I need to know about or that you see?
What are you doing for a living?
Thank you. Working in a health profession.
Are you planning on changing jobs or getting a raise or promotion?
Well, you know, I sort of plan on not changing careers. Certainly not because that's what I love nursing
no.
people back to health.
Jobs.
So
okay. It's about your sixth house, not your tenth house. So it's about the job itself, the day-to-day work.
Yes.
It's possible something new may be coming in the horizon.
I wouldn't be surprised, okay? You know, you've accomplished it. You've worked for it. Saturn is just coming into it's a little wide right now, but in the next couple of months, like you were talking about, Saturn is going to be dancing with your sun. And so all those things that you've done, all the effort that you put in, all the knowledge you've gained, there's a certain reward with that. And at that same time, we're going to have the sun going in there, and then eventually Venus is going to go in there during that period of time. Mercury is going to be there dancing around, so it's going to be a little weird. But these are all passing over your Venus. So it is about a change for your benefit is what I see coming up. as far as your work is concerned. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree, and I want to tell you, I actually see a promotion here. You're more apt to be more of a teacher or exercise allied leadership, and I mean, and it's right on you because I think the structure behind you is changing, and I think you're close. We've got Venus and Pluto sitting right on your Jupiter in your natal Saturn. Although it's not close enough to your Sun, as Jacqueline pointed out, it is sitting on your vertex or your electric ascendant, which is the sign of the calling. So everything you have taught and everything you have learned, you can share with other people in such a way to create allied leadership in an amazing way in 2022. Trust me. It's right there. I can see it too. And I think it's because, again, because you can follow the rules, you can work within that corporate environment, but you also think outside the box. You can be a really good person to convene with meetings, to make things run more smoothly. There's been a lot of changes going on in the medical profession because of COVID, too. But I just think that this is your time to basically step up. And usually what happens is what you've established, as Jacqueline already pointed out, is going to bear fruit for you this year. So know it. And be very open to it because they're going to, again, people are going to speak with you on much more of a professional basis than you've experienced up to now. It's probably already been good. It's going to be even better.
Great. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I like about your chart is you have that Mars and Sag. You're going through your Mars return. Now, Mars only goes into Sag every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. And it's there now. So you are working on your metaphysical energy, your philosophy, you know, of life and your work and the things. And like I said, you love your profession. Do you know how many people lack that, honey? You, me, Jacqueline, we're all so fortunate because we love what we do. And so because of that, you can make a bigger difference just because of your attitude. You've got a great attitude, girl, okay?
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Certainly received
the
message.
And so the next
messages.
Time you call in, what I did is I put you in as Patricia 222. So next time you call in, if you say that, I'll get you right away.
I'll try and remember it. So thank you, ladies, so much. Many blessings. I love you. I love you. I love you. Happy New Year's. And I look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you so much.
All right. Many blessings to you in the new year, honey. Okay, bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice. I love when that happens. Okay,
That Saturn energy, when it pays off, it's like such a blessing. It really is.
It is. It is. And I love it when I see that moving into some of the charts I've seen. It's like great. I'm happy to be performing some trines to my Gemini stuff in the 8th. So I'm happy about it, too. Okay. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 608, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jill. Do
you
want where I was born or where I'm living?
Have you called in before?
Maybe a long time ago.
I don't
December
have 17th? You. So what's your birthday?
December 17th, 1960.
7:45 a.m.
Yep.
And Waukegan, Illinois, right?
Is where I was born.
And where do you live now?
La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wow. Okay, then. Let's move you there.
I have a question. Is that okay?
Okay.
I'm having some serious issues with my 23-year-old daughter. She refuses to grow up, and I'm afraid our relationship is headed in the wrong direction. It already is.
Okay. Did you get her birth information, Jacqueline?
What's the city and state?
She was
where
born
I'm
in
living?
Waukegan. No, where she was
I'm
born was Waukegan, W-A-U, K-E-G-A-N, Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tricky spelling. I hear you, Jacqueline.
Some of these names, I go, okay. So, okay, good. I've got you now.
Now, if you want to look at your daughter, do you have her birth information available? And what's her name?
Yeah, 929-1998. She was born at 2:48 in the afternoon in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You love those names. They're all hard. I know how to spell Albuquerque because a friend of mine lives there. But
I have her on my system, but it's not her. Actually, somebody else has the same friggin' birthday. That's interesting.
Really?
The cosmos, the divine works in an amazing way, honey, okay? Wow. Now, does she still live in Albuquerque?
No, she lives with me, and she refuses to grow up and take responsibility, and everything is my fault. Tell me the truth, whatever it is.
Is she working?
Nope, she will not work. She's going to college, so that should be enough.
Well,
tell me the truth.
Well, I'll always tell you the truth.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong about that. But these are rules and boundaries and limits. Yes, everything is your fault according to her because she's playing the blame game. And it's not about that. It's about her doing what she wants to do. She's too smart for her own good. Okay.
Yep.
And she's such a diplomat. Okay. She speaks what she feels. Okay. And
okay. This
is a okay. So her son is conjunct her Mercury. Okay, so everything comes from the soul. But it's not you who she's angry with. She's angry with herself. She hasn't come to a relationship with herself. Okay.
Okay.
Again, she has a Capricorn moon, which is one of the coldest moons that you could have. I'm not a big fan of Capricorn moons. Because they can turn on a heartbeat on what they feel is correct or right, which may not be true or factual. What is factual is that she didn't have, you didn't do exactly what she thought would be the perfect thing that a parent would do. Okay?
Exactly.
And it is all about, instead of going back to the past, what I'm going to say about this is, it's about her now. And it's not about her not taking responsibility for her stuff. It's about her turning around and looking at what is right for her to do, okay? And it is about obligation, duty, and responsibility. It's not about you picking up her clothes. It's not about you cleaning the house. It's not about you doing anything, okay? It's about her doing what she feels responsible to do. And again here, we're starting over now. This is not the past. This is today. And these are new rules and regulations. And this is what you've got to do. This is what people do. Go find anybody else who takes out the trash, does the dishes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Again, don't cater to her needs. You have a tendency of feeding into her guilt. She makes you feel guilty.
Yep.
And you've got to stop that. Okay, don't do that. It is about you becoming cold towards her and not fearing what the worst would happen. She's a lovely woman, okay? Don't get me wrong. She's a peace-loving woman, okay? And you're just seeing the bad side of her. So let her find the beauty of her, okay, is what I'm trying to say. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, because her moon sits right on your Saturn, it's dead on. It's like, who is the parent here, okay, to me?
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that is the problem. Now, you have a lot of planetary energy in Sag, where you live now in Wisconsin. They're all in your 12th house, okay? But what's happening is that you can usually be your own cheerleader, and you are allowing her to steal your joy. Don't let her do it.
Does she know she's doing it intentionally?
Yes, she does. And the other thing going on, too, is her Mars is right on your Uranus.
It's breaking my heart.
Right. Her Mars is right on your Uranus in Leo, which rules the heart right now. You cannot allow someone to break your heart intentionally. It's not a spiritual move on her part, and you need not to accept it. You need to create some kind of shield here, baby, okay, in order to get through this with her. And it might just be the time of her life, okay? Now, I didn't look at her chart specifically because it's a show. We've got like a lot of people on hold. We can't spend the time I'd like to have you look at this. But you, I so agree with everything Jacqueline said. Her Uranus sits on your Venus. So she knows exactly what button to push, doesn't she?
Yep.
Yep. So you know what you need to do? You have to have a shield on those buttons, baby. Take control. You've got both Jupiter and Saturn in your natal in Capricorn. You can shield yourself and you can take control back, and you don't even have to make it a loud declaration. Just do it differently is what I'm going to advise you right now.
Okay.
Take back yourself, because you know what? You have already, again, she's in school, she's living with you, all right? There's already a codependency here, okay?
Yep.
And that's fine, but only for a period of time, and there shouldn't be emotional abuse with all you're providing for her. Don't allow it to get inside your heart. Shield your heart better, and if necessary, call upon Archangel Michael. He will help you, okay?
And you feel, you see that she's emotionally abusing me, correct?
Yes.
Correct. This is a fact. You've got to toughen up on this and not let it get to you. Do not fear, because she doesn't have anybody else to back her up. Okay.
Now she has a relationship with her dad's family, so I'm dirt to her now. They weren't in her life for 20 years.
My point is that you've got to toughen up and know that she does not have the support around her that she does with you.
Okay.
Okay. So yep. Start making her do, again, new rules. Starting today, this is a new year, January 1st. New rules this year. This is how it goes. I'm not doing anything for you. You're going to do it all on your own. You want to be independent? Here's your independence. But I'm not doing anything for you. So good luck hunting everything out and figuring everything out. That's what I would say.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And you can be strong on the inside. So, again, before you even start the conversation, okay, get yourself lined up. And with independence comes a certain level of personal responsibility, and that's a lesson she needs to learn. And even if she can chink away at your armor, know it's a lesson that you need to help her to learn, because in the end it's going to serve her in her life.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, let us go for now.
Thank you. You both were outstanding, excellent, right on the money. I so appreciate it. You helped me so much. You gave me answers.
Oh, well, thank you. God bless you, honey. Keep us posted, all right?
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's a tough chart, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And her daughter's shooting herself in the foot right now, so hopefully she'll stop.
I know, it's just not the right thing. Okay, so are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Amla, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, I'm good. What a last piece of the year. It was like the train was keep on rolling. Get this express train. It's amazing, amazing, amazing journey of just change and elevating, elevating, elevating. So I'm really.
Are you December 16th?
Yep, 73.
Thank you. And are you still in Connecticut?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Girl. Wow, where were you on your last birthday? Because Jacqueline's going to want to know this.
I was in Connecticut. Yep, I had my favorite Mexican food and I was happy. That was it.
Oh, yippee.
Yippee is right. The little things in life that make you happy, right?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you're in a really dramatic T-square right now by transit on this new moon. So it's all about balancing the yin and yang. And you really sound good tonight. You sound really confident to me, like you've kind of got it together. I think you figured this out. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Are you going to publish anything or written a book? Or are you going out into exposing yourself to the world in some way, shape, or form?
In a nutshell, basically, I had two books released this year, 2021. And then I had one last year, 2020, and then the first one was 2019. This year, this 2022, my goal is a children's book. I don't know. I just have the concept. I'm not in a rush. I'm not in the mood to write right now. Because I was selling the books, of course, it's holiday season. So that's what I was doing in the last couple of months. But I'm not in a rush. I definitely have the goal of doing a children's book, though.
I think you're going to write it here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's going to write itself. At least, you know, when it comes to your solar return, which Aphrodite was talking about, you have your Mercury and your Sun both in your third house of writing, okay?
Okay.
Your Mars is dancing in your second house with your South Node. So this is all about, because she was talking about that T-square. You have a T-square with your Moon and Jupiter, and Jupiter is in your fifth creativity.
What this means
is that this is kind of channeled through your soul, okay?
Okay.
It really is beautiful about how it unfolds, okay?
Okay.
Don't try and channel it, okay?
Right.
It will come through, without a doubt. So this is a good settling year for you is what I'm going to say. I think you're going to find a good pace this year. I think you're really going to be happy with what's going on. I'm going to caution you about your Moon, because your Moon is in your eighth house. It has a lot of aspects to it, okay, a lot. In conjunct your Sun, and trining Pluto and Venus, and, you know, it's got all these aspects to it, the T-square, everything. So remember with your Moon that it's always in motion, so your emotions are always going to be going, moving and transforming and changing.
Yes,
so really,
you're right on. Yes.
With your
Virgo, all right. That's so Virgo. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to. And with the Sag, it's like I love flow anyway. So I'm constantly, the Virgo wants to like correct my emotions, which is ridiculous because I should just feel them. But my Virgo in me, like, no, we need to like organize and figure it out. And I'm like, oh my goodness. The Sag is like, stop. Stop.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that you were born with your Moon in Virgo, but in your solar return, is what Jack was talking about, your Moon is exalted in Taurus, and they form a perfect trine for the year ahead until your birthday next year. And this is an added benefit because the Moon is the inner child, because the way it shows up on your birthday, which is what Jacqueline's been looking at for you, but the year ahead, she's kind of giving you a bigger overview, honey. That's what she does really best.
Okay.
And it's in square to your Jupiter, okay? It's in Aquarius on your birthday this past year. So because of that, expect there's going to be a few surprises. And there's also some nice there's a nice energy with Uranus being in Taurus too. So again, what you're going to be doing with this new book, it's going to surprise even you. And I so agree with her. The channeling energy is so important because you can create something so universally that a child from anywhere in the world will appreciate what you're about to put together, babe. It's going to be that
good. Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea. All I know is that the epiphany moment was this past November. I got to sign the channelings like, you need to write a children's book. I'm like, I don't know how, I don't even know an illustrator. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I've manifested before and I could do this. Absolutely. It just makes me laugh. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm doing another project here.
I love it.
It does. Cause I'm like, oh, just when you think you're done, you're like, all right, enough of writing. This year, the first half was so challenging to say the least with my publisher and all his other business. It was really an uphill battle. So I'm like, no more writing for a long time. Then, sure enough, November, my spirit guide is like, how about a children's book? And it has not stopped. The voice has not stopped. She laughed. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to mention something that's kind of strange. And I just have to tell you because it popped in. It has nothing to do with astrology. It has to do with my psychic stuff. Something about the book you're going to create is going to be tactile, okay? So the way that the pages are made, they could be cardboard. They could move and overlap each other. There's going to be something unique about the book, and I think it's going to be tactile for a child's hands. I don't know why I got that so strong, but I got it so strong I wanted to share it with you tonight.
Oh, that's beautiful. I would love that engaging. Oh, that would be so great of an experiential book. That would be really cool.
Yeah, because a lot of children, especially the new ones, they're really bright really fast. So the more they can experience with eye-hand coordination and even the verbal energy of the book together, it can be a really wonderful experience for these children that are using the book and for the teachers that share it with them. Oh, yeah.
That would be great. Oh, I'm so excited. I love being a teacher. I want to definitely do a children's book. It's like, it's on me. So, I'm so excited. I, you know, in my chart, can you just look up something at the end of January? Something is squaring my Pluto. Do you know the duration of that? Just asking. Something squaring my Pluto, I think.
Well, now your Pluto in your natal chart is 6 degrees of Libra. So on this new moon, most of the planets are past the square. Now, Mars may be squaring it. Let me double check my numbers here. Let me see when it hits 6 degrees. And Mars moves quickly, so don't let it scare you, okay?
Okay.
Mars is going to square your Pluto in early February. But it moves pretty quickly. It moves pretty quickly, but it can help you to manifest the ideal behind the book. Okay? Don't fear the squares. The squares are a challenge. You can either hide under the bed or you can accept the challenge. But if you accept the challenge, it usually works out pretty well. Okay? So don't fear that. Okay.
Do you know the duration of that, Aphrodite or Jacqueline? What is that?
It's only for a few days. Yeah.
About
10 days. First and second week of February.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
what do you think,
Jacqueline?
I knew it was the Mars that they were talking about with her. So yeah, I agree with everything that she said. Don't take it as a challenge. Don't take it as a problem. Challenges, when you excel to them, really work to your benefit. Okay.
Okay.
It's just funny. You got to roll up your sleeves. It's a working time, is what it is.
Okay.
I agree with that. But don't be surprised if something comes up then.
Okay. Well, thank you
so
very much. Happy 22.
We're so excited.
I am too.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Happy 22 to you, and happy New Year, and much love and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, too. God bless. All right, bye.
Wow.
Great. Well, I think we have time for one more. Somebody's been on here for like 58 friggin' minutes. Let me grab them.
Okay.
Area code 917-435. You're on
yes.
here.
Thank you for taking my call for you today.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Terry. My date of birth is 8/12/1980.
Hold on. And what time are you born?
2:30 a.m. in the morning. 2:30 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. And what city?
Freeport, Long Island.
I didn't get the actual birthday. Sorry, I missed my recorder for some reason.
Sure, August
April?
12th, 9th, August.
Oh, okay. What year?
1980.
Got it. Thank you, hon. All right, great. Let's take a peek and see what's happening.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. It's in regards to a move. Just wanted to see, I mean, I might not move in right away, but I'm looking now, but when do you think I would be actually signing the lease, or when is a good time?
You're moving locally, you're not moving long distance, correct?
I'm moving out of state. I live in New York
City.
I'm moving to New Jersey, yeah.
Okay.
Where did you want to move to? Where did you want to move to?
New Jersey.
Oh, so it's just a little bit away. Okay. It could even be less than 1 degree of arc.
Yeah.
It's just a different energy, right?
Oh, yes. It's better.
I
can't take New York City.
Okay. I understand.
I'm looking at February, March for you. Okay. I think that's your scale in those 2 months. I really think that there's going to be a lot of inclination for that move. So, So
February,
I don't
March.
Think it's going to be January, and I don't think it's to your benefit for January. So I have to say that. But I think it's going to be closer to February, March.
Okay,
what do you think,
Let me just make sure I have the information correct, because I think it could be sooner. It's August 12th, 80, 2:30 a.m. in Long Island, New York. You're at now. And that's where you're making the decision from, right?
Yeah, I'm on Long Island right now, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure because, again, it's just a little bit hard for me to hear you. I don't know exactly why. It could be my device. It's no big deal. But these Capricorn planets right now on this new moon are forming beautiful trines and blessing lines to your Jupiter, which is in your third house of the tri-state area, and Saturn the Great Teacher is in your fourth house of home. So you might not move until Jacqueline says. However, you could find it right now.
Okay.
So you could get into a place that maybe the people aren't ready to vacate, okay, or they're waiting to sell their house, or there could be some kind of delay, but could you find it now? Yes. Now you have to remember, we talked about this earlier in the show, both Mercury and Venus are going to retrograde in January. Now Uranus, which is in Taurus and rules real estate, is retrograde now. It goes direct on the 18th of this month. And it's in trine to your natal moon in Virgo, in the third house again of community. And you're looking for community and change in lifestyle in this move. I would be on this like bees on honey, okay, for the next few weeks. And then once Mars gets into Capricorn for 7 weeks, you could even say there's a place that they're doing and they haven't finished it yet, okay? So it's going to be a little bit of a delay. But you can find it sooner, even though I agree with Jacqueline, no matter where you go, you won't be settled until her timeline. But this is definitely the time to look for it. Okay?
Okay, so I'm going to start looking for it. Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to start looking now.
Because with the real estate right now, it's sometimes more of a process than an event. Because Jack and I both deal with people all over the country. And the real estate market's been like crazy with COVID, people moving. I've relocated more people through astrocartography over the last 2 years than I have in the last 10, okay? So desire to create a different kind of lifestyle where you feel more secure, you feel happier, you find your tribe, it's been really big. So I think you're thinking right. So you go ahead and do your detailed analysis, which you do very well, my dear, okay? And I think, as Jacqueline said, you'll get settled in where you really need to be in the spring.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean, yeah, so I'm just going to pop up. I'm going to start looking, yes. I'm going to start looking.
Jill.
All right.
Okay,
you know,
thank
when you actually
okay.
surf on the Internet, you put a message out to the universe that you're looking. So however you connect with the divine, it gives you an opportunity to open doors and windows to consider what your true needs and desires are. And this is the perfect time to do it, babe. Perfect time.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
And you keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Interesting chart. A lot going on there. So we should tell people where they can find us, Jack, and we're at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. I want to wish everyone a happy new year and a rebirth of faith that a new year has come, a new way can be found. Many blessings to all of you.
Happy New Year. Good night.
Good night.